All right, let's go on a trip to Forest Falls. Doesn't the name just give you a sense that it's going to be beautiful, nestled in the mountains of San Bernardino National Forest and north of it, the San Gorgonio Wilderness Area? It's off of Highway 38. It's north of Oak Glen. If you're looking at a map, it's near Yucaipa and Mentone, at least north of that. It's best known for its waterfalls and creeks, and a lot of recreation there. There's public schools there. For a town of only 920, that's unusual, but because it's so far back into the woods, that could be probably the reason. So they have an elementary school that's rated A, and they have Christian camps, hiking trails, camping, and day-use picnic areas. The median age of the male population is 38 and the female is 39. The overall crime grade, however, is F, so we're gonna look at that in a little bit. Initially, the tribe that was there, the American Indian tribe, was the Uwatam, later renamed the Serranos by the Spaniards. They also lived in Yucaipa, what is now Yucaipa, Mentone, Crafton, and Redlands. They would spend the summers there hunting, fishing, and gathering food and return to the warmer valleys at the base of the mountains in the autumn to gather acorns, which was a staple of their diet. The first building that was built in Forest Falls was built under a Mormon settler as a sawmill, and the first year-round resident managers of the mill were from 1854 to 1858, and then marble and onyx was discovered in the canyon in 1888, which brought a bunch of people out, and they created a camp to mine it. Eventually, the resources diminished, and that gave way. In 1897, Richard Jackson built the Forest Home Resort, which he later gave to Thomas Ackers, his brother-in-law, who expanded it, and then it went through a whole bunch of owners until Dr. Henrietta Mears, a Christian, purchased it and recreated it, developed it into the Forest Home Christian Conference Center, very popular among Christian groups to reserve a spot there. Now, I'm sure they're struggling to some degree as they have had to deal with the pandemic. So the economy from that and the loss of that. So let's pray that that conference center, I've actually been there. It's beautiful. It also turned into some banker levering actually built a bunch of home sites, calling it the Valley of the Falls, and it later became Forest Falls. So there you have it. And so this is a beautiful place to stop and rest and enjoy the falls. So let's pray for Forest Falls. For spiritually, God, we pray for Forest Falls Seventh-day Adventist Church, and we pray for the Valley of the Falls Community Church. We pray these churches would unite and experience revival. We pray for intercessors to rise up and pray for both of the churches. We pray there be no animosity between the two of them, that they would preach the gospel and look for ways to share their faith with others. We pray for transformation that would show itself in results in the crime rate getting better instead of worse. We pray for the schools, God, that they would not be teaching them LGBTQ and CRT, but they would be teaching them the basics, and the parents would stand up for that. We pray that you would bless the Christian camps that are there. We ask, God, that you would just bring all sorts of good speakers and creative ways in which they can use the center to bring people to know you and for couples to get united. I know it's used for all sorts of things, so we pray for that, Lord. We also pray, God, against the diminishing of the COVID cases. They have 5 as of today. We pray that that would be diminished and that there would be hardly any. And then, God, we pray for the environmental situation. They experience fires and floods and mudslides. So, God, we pray that they would get creative in the San Bernardino County in how to monitor and minimize that. We pray for the crime issues. Every 3 days, a crime occurs in Forest Falls. The violent crime grade is C-, property crime F, and the other crime grade D. Theft is the highest at 50%, followed by drug crimes at 9%, vandalism 7%, and burglary 6%. So God, we pray that those who are thinking of stealing something, Lord, that you would put the fear of God in them, that they would, that something would be there, like signage or something, or just police presence or neighborhood watches or neighborhood prayer watches, especially for the the camps and the churches and the school. And God, we pray that that number would decrease. We thank you for Forest Falls, and we thank you, God, that you created this place to offer a resting point and a place for people to reconnect with you, to be inspired, to be taught, to come to know you in the first place, to get baptized in water. So God, we pray you would use this city to also refresh people when they come to camp and hike and protect them. In Jesus' mighty name.